paint a false image. They're trying to live something that they cannot be and be pure and be good. There's only one way to save a world where there's 2 out of 3 babies going to bed hungry, and that's through socialism. And you remember now, be careful. Don't listen to those people that come along with their different voices and say, oh, we're going to make changes. If you read your own Penthouse magazine not long ago, Playboy too, you read where Brzezinski, the chief security aide, the chief advisor to the president, Carter, is actually the ruling force of the United States. He represents the top of the Trilateral Commission. That multinational conglomerate had picked both presidential candidates. So you don't have a president that represents you. You don't have a government that represents you. As Jefferson said, if the government did not represent the people, it was the duty and the right, not only the right, but the duty of the people to alter or abolish it. And he said any government that lasted more than a score of years should probably be overthrown. Well, we're nonviolent. We're not recommending that. We're recommending to come out from amongst the unclean thing, because you know they don't care. All around you, you see what's happening. You see the food crises, the unemployment, the cutbacks like Proposition 13. Now they're getting ready to do a federal level one. Don't listen to these voices. The system will remain the same, as Dr. Goodlett once said. You can change the faces and you can change names and call them Republican and Democrat, but it's two sides of the same coin and two complexions of the same old capitalist erection. Remember, the enemies of socialism are revisionism, Trotskyism, uncalled for violence, anarchy, doing your own thing like some of you have done. You're going to feel so guilty that you didn't put more of your money and time here, because we've had people cry when they reached this ground and kissed it, because it's like a Mecca, it's a holy ground. They said, oh, if I'd only saved more, not wasted so much. Said, I'm sure that you're not going to get involved with revisionism and decide that there's anything better than socialism, pure sharing. It's the only answer to us folk anyway. We don't have enemies because they don't agree with us. That's other people's right to live their style. And certainly, you know that social democracy, the voting process, is not going to bring the change. So why don't you get out from amongst the unclean thing and start getting your house in order, and don't look back like Lot's wife to Sodom and Gomorrah. Make every penny you can make while you can. Cooperate with all your workers, coordinators, like Leona and the other many good people. Listen to the words that Mother has spoken so wisely. She'll be coming back and forth. And who knows when you may be seeing me. Because this is a universal principle. Here I am and there I am. And the world cannot hinder. The world did not make me. The world did not create me. The world did not shape this socialist concept. The Word made flesh. And the world cannot take it away. Don't have any fears about rumors or suggestions that things are in any way negative. Just laugh. I told you it would be so. I said, they that live goodly in Christ. What's Christ mean? The anointed, the revolutionary Jesus, the revolutionary body. I said, they that live godly in that goodly, in that revolutionary body, shall suffer persecution. They'll say all manner of things against you falsely. For the name's sake. What is the name's sake? Why, it's socialism. The day of Pentecost, that's all they built. They sold their possessions and had all things common. That's socialism. That's what the church was about. Jesus Christ established his church upon that foundation. The first thing after their ineffable union and baptism with fire was they went out and sold their possessions, brought them to the apostles' feet, and shared and had all things common. We know why we're being persecuted. Let them bay at the moon, the little dogs bay at the moon. They cannot stop this fire. It's alive here. We mean no harm to anyone. We are not going to be involved in any violent activity. We are peace-loving people. But you cannot put out the light of socialism. It sprung up everywhere, and every day, look at it, children, it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And no matter how many corrupt alliances are made, or how many kind of patchworks are made in the systems that don't believe in sharing, it will come tumbling down, because the truth is that God is love and love is socialism, and it shall prevail. That cannot be denied. I want to tell you at this hour of 5 o'clock in the morning, I am in good health. This leaves me in the best of mind and spirit. The same power is in this name. So call on it and run into that tower and follow what I told you to do, to go forth and shed that old system. Shake the dust from your feet and march forward and don't look backward and run into the ark of safety while you have time, because I know who is that shelter in the time of storm, and you know also.
From Dad and all of us here in the beautiful community he's built for us, hurry home, family. You don't know what you're missing. You just don't know. Our love to all of you.